KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Right, so you just can't do it. So, do this, but you're making sure that there is space between the ground and the leaves. We're not just putting this so the leaves sit on the ground. We want some space for airflow. So you can put this up, maybe it's 3-4 feet tall, depending upon how tall the leaves are. But have it up. And then, if you really want to get this done, get one of those box fans. Put it on low, but let it run 24/7 and have it start to, it just lightly moving the leaves on the bottom side of the onion here. We're not looking to have it straight up. We're looking for it to come from the side. We are looking to circulate the air, because when you're moving the air, the humidity can't sit there, sit on the plant itself and rot it. Okay? So we're doing this for about 2 to 4 weeks, depending upon the conditions. Now, the ideal conditions to dry this is when the temperatures are between 75 and 80. So that's why sometimes putting it in a shed isn't always ideal, because those sheds can get up to 100 degrees. Now, you can't predict which way the weather is going to go, how warm it is. So just do your best. And also keep it out of direct sun. Because on direct sun days, even in the shade, it's a little bit cooler. It's not always a lot, but it is a little bit cooler in the shade. Okay. The other thing you need to do, as this process is going, you need to continue to check on the root system, the leaves, and the onion itself. You're looking for dry, papery type areas, and you know, any brittle roots, in anything that is just way too dry or seems to be causing an issue. At the same time, we're also looking to see if there is any rot. Okay? If there is rot, then we need to up the airflow. We need to actually make it a little bit windier to get that humidity out. Okay? So, once this is done, once this process is done and it's, you know, the 2 to 4 weeks and it's dried out, that's when you can trim the leaves, okay, and the root system. That's when you would store it into a mesh bag or a crate, but it needs to be in a cool, dark, well-ventilated area. So it's a bit of a process here, but I think the biggest thing here is air movement. You need the air movement. It is a really good situation. Now, another alternative, and you might think I'm crazy, but you can actually use a room that is air conditioned inside your home during that time. It might take a little bit more time, but it's not as humid. It's better than being in a very humid shed or a humid area. Now, the smell of onions might get overwhelming, so that's why sometimes it's good to put it in a garage. You know, for some reason, my garage is always 20 degrees, 30 degrees cooler than outside, even during the winter. It's great. There's a bit of sarcasm there. Anyways, having it inside in an air-conditioned room is actually better than having it in a way too humid area. So sometimes having to use that area might work. The other thing here is, make sure you space the plants out on that screen that we've kind of created so that the leaves aren't just all on top of each other from each plant. So maybe if you put one in the one square, you skip a square. See how that, when you put it in, how it fits. If it's a little bit too close, skip two squares. The idea here is, if there's more room for the air to move, it's not going to be as humid inside, and the humidity is not going to stay and sit on the plant, causing rot. So, you know, it's really, there's some of this is trial and error, but it really can be done. Now we got to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax, too. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. IC Cars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Content creators and podcasters, listen up. In such a competitive space, it's more important than ever to create professional-looking video. And that's exactly what the Nikon Z5 II does. Chris Ogenick from Nikon has more.
The kind of cool thing about being a content creator is you get to pick your own path. So if you're in front of the camera, hey, great, you flip the screen around, the LCD now lets you see your composition, your exposure, so you have that confidence that the camera's actually recording properly. Then if you want to turn that camera around and you're now behind it, you're now shooting your stills, your video, you have up to 4K quality that you're able to record. So you can turn this camera into basically a high-quality webcam. USB-C from your camera to your computer, and you're all set to go. So it really has a lot of great video features built in no matter where you fit.
Check out the Nikon Z5 II at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we were talking about curing onions for storage and to get them to dry out in humid conditions. So, couple things I want to touch base on from part of the conversation. I started kind of going off on a tangent and going into some different areas, and I wanted to come back to part of the question was, do I need to cut the leaves off? Well, here's the deal. There, I said you could leave them on, but you could also cut them. The best thing to do here is look at it, and you'll be able to see what the neck of the onion bulb is. That's right attached to the onion. As soon as that's about to break, the leaves are not giving anything back to the plant, And so it doesn't do anything good for them. So it depends on where the leaves are in the stage. Has the neck started to come apart? If so, you can cut them. It's not going to affect it. Or what you can do is just leave the three newest leaves on there because they're going to be the strongest. And some people will actually braid multiples together, kind of like you see with garlic. But onions can be done to all hold together and dry that way. But the way we were talking about, we want to flip them over because of the humidity and keep the humidity away from the bulb itself. The other thing here is onions, and I know Pam knows this, but others know this as well. I'm just going to reiterate it. Onions actually, when they get damaged by a lot of touches, a lot of movement, a lot of everything, it can cause some damage to the plant itself, but it can also cause areas to rot or have decay. So the biggest thing here is less touches, the better. So again, make sure it's the driest time. Have that screen ready to go. It's like, you could even use chicken wire, whichever it is. I would use the green plastic coated because of the fact that the metal is going to warm up and be real hot, whereas the green will take some of that heat off. Have that ready to go. So you harvest the onions, you put them into that screen, and then you place them outside for a day, like we talked about, to let it dry a little bit, and then move them to their final place for 2 to 4 weeks. And now we're not moving things very often. We're not handling them. We're not taking them, putting them in a basket, moving them to this place. Then we're going to put them on the screen. Then we're going to take them off the screen, or we didn't put them on the screen the first time. We're going to move them from where we had here, get them onto the screen, but the area that you're keeping it in isn't that the screen needs to be moved into it, so you're moving it so many times, right? I'm saying this really quickly because that's what happens. It gets very confusing very quickly, and we have some damage to the onion itself, causing it to not be as strong. What will happen is it will still cure. It will still do what you're looking for it to do, but it's not going to last as long as some of the others that don't have that damage, right? So that's usually, they're looking to, they're restarting. The idea of the curing the onion is so you can use it later. But the onion's going through this process, and it wants to come out of dormancy in 3 months, maybe 6 months. So the idea here is we're creating a natural dormancy by drying them out to use later, where if there's some damage or something happening, it's going to try and push. It's going to want to grow in 3 months versus the 6 month where a lot of the onions weren't pushed around, bruised, and damaged because they have the whole process happening and they can store longer than that. So just wanted to bring that up a little bit too. Less touches the better when you're trying to cure something like this, whether it be, you know, big onions, whether it be cooking the scallions or shallots, any of those, right? Less touches to what you're using, the better. And we got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Mandiva's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
YouTube.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The highs, the lows, the scorecard, the ins and the outs of President Donald Trump's first year back in office. We've got all the analysis and all the action on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And, want to remind you that if you miss part of the show, you want to hear it, a previous show, you can download anywhere you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple, Spotify. You can just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll see a couple hours from the previous week. It'll give the date, and plus, you guys know how to get podcasts. I don't have to explain it to you, but it's out there and available usually Monday afternoons if you're looking for it. So, want to move on to a couple other things before we wrap up the show. I start to think a lot about spring. And I obviously know New England, but I've been trying to branch out and learn more things within the country. And with the recent opportunity of expansion on the radio, we have different listening areas, whether it be Florida, Texas, Georgia, obviously Massachusetts, New Hampshire, North Carolina. We have some in Alaska, which is pretty cool. Love it. If they ever need me to do a remote, I'm in. But as I'm saying, it's all over the place. And so spring is at a different time. It's the same date, but the temperatures are different. So, you know, I was kind of thinking about what are some things we can think about that are in the south as well. So I was thinking about fruit trees, right? A lot of people really like fruit trees and they want to have them in their yards. They want to bring in, you know, either whether it be apples or plums or peaches or cherries or whatnot, right? They want to have it in their yard. And I always think about it now because working in a garden center, especially in New England, the plants come in one of the first. They're early season. They're coming in late March, early April in New England. And so you want to get those planted early spring before they've really started to break dormancy. But I was looking through it and trying to get some information, and actually in the south, whether it be Texas or Florida or that area, you want to plant fruit trees December, January, and February. So we're in that time frame, although you've had some cold, it would be good to be planting fruit trees to give them the best chance to have root development and grow, right? And get into the point where, especially in the south, where it gets into heat and drought conditions and really can hold its own. So it's kind of interesting. You know, I talk about it to get people in New England ready and saying, hey, when it hits, a lot of them go quickly, and then you can't get them after usually the end of May. And that happens a lot in garden centers. And so in Texas, right now is the time to do this. Florida, we're looking to get these in the ground. Because again, it's going to develop a great root system so that later on when we get into the warm months, those plants can thrive. Now, I'd miss out if I didn't talk about the process of planting. We obviously, a lot of you know how to plant. And a lot of you have heard me discuss using product Biotone from Espoma. Well, Biotone is a tremendous product. It is one that has mycorrhizae in it, and it has multiple other mixes to it to be a strong plant. And so we add the mycorrhizae into the plant when we are planting it. It's not into the plant, right? It'll absorb into the root system. But when we're planting is when we will add the Biotone starter. And so when we're talking about starting fruit trees, Biotone is what really comes to mind because we're looking to develop a great root system early. And so, like I mentioned, it has the mycorrhizae, but it also has the beneficial microbes and humates. It helps that plant establish roots fast. It grows deeper roots and bigger blooms. It's 100% natural and organic. It is safe for people, pets, and the planet. But I will tell you this. It is the ultimate starter plant food. And you don't need to use a ton of it, but it is highly recommended to use this product. So depending upon the size, and I'll tell you this, most fruit trees are coming in 15-gallon containers. And so you're using 4 cups of Biotone for each 15-gallon fruit tree that you're planting. That's about 1 1/3 pounds, okay? Now, I'm going to do the simple math here, but a 4-pound bag of the Biotone, how it comes, you could plant 3 15-gallon fruit trees. And so what we're doing is we've dug the hole, we've added any organic material that you want to. Some people say don't use organic material, some people say do it. I'm a proponent of using organic material, more because there's never enough organic matter in the soil to benefit those beneficial microbes and everything that is living in the soil to help the root system long term. So we get all that ready. We mix that biotone in the hole and with the backfill soil so it's all over. And we will backfill the plant, plant the fruit tree in the right location to get it growing. And that's by using the biotone. Now, there's obviously other things we need to use and do when it comes to a fruit tree. Well, we want to make sure we find the right tree for the right area, right? So, you know, whether it be wherever you are within the country, you're going to know what's going to do better in sun, what's going to do better in shade, or what's going to need a little bit of protection so it's not so windy, or you know where the sun is going to not hit it at the end of the day so it has a cooler part of the day. You know, those types of conditions you're going to know based on your location. And so it's really looking at those conditions saying, can I do it? And which ones can I do? It's also looking and saying, do I need a pollinator plant to go with it? And that's it. That's the big question, right? Your fruit trees, do you need pollinators on most of the trees? And what this is doing is this is making sure that each plant can develop the fruit even, you know, once it flowers. So you can look at, you've got to look at the plant that you're choosing and saying what other plant could be near it to do this. Now, I'll take an example of pear trees, right? If you look at a Anjou pear, the only pear that it will pollinate with is a Bartlett. She better have the good conditions to have either one of those with it. But if you move on, Bartlett is pretty much across the board the pollinator for all the other types of pear trees. So I bring this up because every type of tree is going to have this. You look at cherry trees, right? A Bing cherry needs to be pollinated by, a Rainier, a Stella, a Tillier, right? You look at the Stella, it can actually be, you know, a couple more than that. So you've got to look and make sure you have room for two when you're doing the fruit trees, okay? And now we're not talking they have to be right next to each other. There can be some space between them. I would say I wouldn't want you to put a fruit tree on one side of the house and then put one on the other side of the house as far away as possible. I would want it to be an ease for pollinators to get from one tree to the next. I'd want it to have the protection that it needs. But we need to make sure that, you know, they're close enough to get pollinated. So, you know, we're not going to go through the bees of what they do. We kind of all understand that a bee will go in, will get the pollen, move it from one plant to the other to help pollinate the other plant. It's just what happens. That's the simple, quick version of it. But we want to make sure that we have the right one to go with the others. Because if you pick a plant that it doesn't pollinate the other, neither plant is going to get fruit for you. Neither plant is going to do what you're asking it to. So really, do a little bit of research when it comes to fruit trees. And again, I bring this up because in the South, December, January, and February is a great time to be planting these before they break dormancy for that better root development and better, you know, everything in general. So I brought this all up because
in New England right now, you know, obviously it's cold, but we're thinking ahead. Other parts of the country, they need to start getting going. And so fruit trees are a big thing across the country, no matter where you are, and just want to make sure you get them in time. I just remember, like I was saying earlier, at the garden center, numbers of the fruit trees would leave the earliest part of the season, and it's hard to get them back into garden centers in like larger quantities and certain varieties. Certain varieties are only going to, you're only going to see them in the spring because it's better to ship the plant to the northern vendors when it has no leaves because it won't be affected. Whereas if they send them early and the leaves are just starting to come out, and then it comes into New England, it's actually going to cause some damage for that plant. So that next season is when you'll really start to see the growth. So certain plants can't be shipped when they have broken dormancy, especially to New England, because, again, a lot of fruit trees get shipped to New England early season because that's the best time to plant. Texas, December, January, February. You move your way up. When you get to New England, it's March, February, May. At that point, after that, it's a little bit too late to start planting the fruit trees. So we're trying to get ahead of it, and there's only a short window for that 3-month window. So it's just something to keep in mind, and I bring up now. I was already going to talk about it for us to start thinking about where I am. But I did get an article recently that was like, hey, Texas needs to have their plants growing, their fruit trees in December, January, and February. I was like, I got to talk about this. This is great. It's something to really discuss with that area. So anyways, we got to take a break here. Phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put in a nice little bonus. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's I-S-E-E.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
And find you the best internet prices. And based off your location, you may be eligible for fiber or wireless internet for your home. And to take advantage of the best offer ever in Dish TV history, $89.99 a month with free equipment and free installation. So what are you waiting for? Call now.
800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. That's 800-706-7063.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And love to hear from you guys. Love to be able to help you out with whatever's going on in your garden. I know the seasons are a little bit different here and there. Obviously, they all are spring, summer, fall, or winter. But it's different times throughout. Wherever you are is going to be a little bit different, obviously. Now, I wanted to discuss a little bit for the last segment here, a product that I love. I've used, and I think it's a great product. for all different plants out there, which is the protolyzer. You can use it as a seed or plant activator. So the early stages of the seeds, it can be used, or while it's growing. And this here is one where you hear the word protolyzer and it sounds like it's a fertilizer. It's not. It actually works with the fertilizers, or it works with the plant to kind of activate it and get it going to get those nutrients, right? And so the protolyzer is something that you can mix in water. You can use it on bulbs, flowers, roses, fruit trees, shrubs, veggies, anything. It can be used all throughout. But it also can be used when you're trying to get seeds to start to develop. And we're going to be starting to think about putting seeds together and planting seeds in the next few weeks here for springtime to start getting growth. Right? So you can actually use this protolyzer to give it an advantage to the growth. You mix it in, you mix it with water, and then you water it into the plant early on when it's starting to develop a small section of roots. And that protolyzer is going to bring that plant more strength. It's going to take any fertilizer or any nutrients out of the soil and actually work well with it. It's great for cuttings. If you're looking to do cuttings for spring, you can actually make the liquid protolyzer, stick the cuttings in it for a bit, let it sit, and then plant with that. So it's an all-around. It's also a product that when there's an issue with your plants, you can use this multiple times to get everything going in the soil to bring that plant back, to recharge it and get it where it needs to go. Again, it's not a fertilizer. It works with the fertilizers or the nutrients in soil that is already in the ground to make it more beneficial, to make everything that the plant needs to be activated and ready. So that product, again, is protolyzer. You'll hear me talk about this more and more as the season starts to get closer to spring. It is something that can be used throughout the winter months. We recommend, throughout the industry, not a lot of fertilizing gets done during the winter months. But protolyzer can be done to keep that plant just moving along. Where obviously a lot of houseplants in New England or tropicals kind of just want a little bit of time. Using that fertilizer is going to just make sure that it's still going under there, still knows we care about it, and that when it's time, we want to see big blooms, we want to see big leaves, we want to see it beautiful, we're going to take care of it. And that's what fertilizer is doing for us. So just something to be thinking about as the season goes on. This is a product from Natural Alternative. You can go to their website at natural-alternative.com. Again, natural-alternative.com. They have a phone number right on their website. I've mentioned this before, but I'll tell you, it's amazing that you call and somebody picks up. It's a human. I hear more and more commercials out there with people saying AI is going to answer your phone calls and do this, that, and the other thing. It does get frustrating sometimes. But when you call a company like Natural Alternative and they pick up, you're like, what? I didn't have to press 9? It doesn't happen. Great people there, great information. Tell them that I, Patrick, sent you from the Paul Parent Garden Club, and they'll take care of you, definitely. They'll take care of you even if you don't say that, but it helps know where, what you're talking about. So anyways, that's going to do it for this week. I appreciate everybody for listening. Be back next week, so stay tuned for that. Until then, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll talk at you guys later. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. you'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L. B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he made the right choice by deciding to nominate Kevin Warsh to lead the Federal Reserve.
He's very smart, very good. Strong, young, pretty young, and I think he's going to do good. I mean, he was the central casting guy that people wanted.
Warsh once supported higher interest rates to fight inflation, but more recently has backed lower rates. Two Republican senators have pledged to block President Trump's nominee for the Federal Reserve. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains why.
GOP Senators Tom Tillis and Lisa Murkowski won't support the president's Fed pick unless the criminal investigation into current Fed Chair Jerome Powell is resolved. The senators object to the Justice Department's investigation, and Powell himself has called it a pretext by the Trump administration to force him to lower rates. Tillis described nominee Kevin Warsh as a great qualified candidate, but is concerned about the president undermining the credibility and the independence of the Fed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some states, like North Carolina, are getting a double dose of winter this weekend.
Much of North Carolina was coated in a thick sheet of ice last week, causing stores to run out of just about everything. This weekend, the prediction is for heavy snow in some areas, followed by strong wind, as another wave of dangerous cold is predicted for the south, all the way up the eastern coastline to Maine. Originally from Alaska, Dan McClellan says he's ready for the cold snap to be over.
It's been difficult.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Several people are injured after gunfire broke out at a Mardi Gras parade in Clinton, Louisiana. Local outlets report at least three people were shot, possibly as many as six, and possibly a child was shot. The shooting occurred during the Mardi Gras in the country celebration. This is SRN News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
The center of global religious persecution is shifting.
Open Doors U.S. puts out an annual list of the places where it is most dangerous to be a Christian, and in decades past, it used to be the Middle East, plain and simple. But over the past 10 years or so, sub-Saharan Africa has become a growing problem. Checking the 2026 World Watch List reveals that 7 of the top 20 worst countries for Christians are in Africa versus 6 that are in the Middle East. Muslim terrorism is the problem in all of them. Michael Harrington reporting.
The UN World Food Program says more than a million people in northeastern Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured and violence and hunger surge in the region. Northern Nigeria is bedeviled by two Muslim terrorist organizations which are preying on Christians and destabilizing the entire area. The violence has displaced around 3.5 million people in recent months. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore believes Minnesota isn't the only state experiencing widespread fraud.
We now know what's happening in California. We know what's happening in New York. These liberal cities are gaming the system, encouraging people to fraudulently apply for all this money as a way to, as an economic stimulus for their cities and states. And it cannot stand.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says he expects the U.S. to take some kind of military action against the Iranian regime.
I can't imagine that the president has moved so many massive assets to the Middle East region and is not going to use them. You take out a pistol and don't use it, it projects weakness and not strength, and you become basically a Barack Obama not enforcing a red line.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or other acceptable form of ID are subject now to a fee. Starting yesterday.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, directed by Jeffrey Taylor, is coming to the Riverfront Playhouse. This fast-paced farce uncorks a barrel of laughs as undercover reporters, mistaken identities, and secret wine-making nuns turn a quiet convent upside down. See Drinking Habits January 23rd through February 8th at the Riverfront Playhouse downtown. Tickets are available now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. This message is brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts businesses.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we got about an hour left in the show. And we are here to help you out with all your gardening problems and questions. We have a number of ways to get a hold of us. You can give us a call. Our number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text message that exact same phone number, or you can email us. Now, our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we can take that question, add it to the air, and try and answer it for you in an upcoming show. And we've already had one question. We're going on to another one here. This is coming from Pam. And she says, how to dry harvested onions in humid Iowa weather? We lay them on window screening for good airflow in a shed. They still rot. Do we need to cut leaves back? Okay. Well, thank you for the question. I appreciate you reaching out to us. Want to go over a few things that could help. There is no perfect method on anything. There are things that you would look at and say, well, I'd tweak this way, I would tweak that way. These are ways that I have seen it done and work. So, when it comes to harvesting the onions, you want to make sure it is the driest day possible, right? You want it to just be really dry, not to the point where the ground has kind of gotten to that compact, because we're really trying to remove the whole thing from the ground. We want the top of the leaves of the onion. We want the onion and the roots intact. Okay? So the best way to do it is to make sure it is the driest possible and not a lot of dirt is coming with it. And when it's wet, sometimes it just kind of clumps and sits on the root system. We want that root system to be as much intact as possible. Okay? You can start off very easily for a day or so, letting them just dry in the sun. Okay? I'm not talking a long period. It's a day or so. But it's not always necessary. Just make sure that they're easy to move. But with a lot of things, keeping them outside, I would almost put them on a driveway if you have a cement or paved driveway. Not physically on the driveway, on something lifted up on the driveway a bit to let it dry a little bit there. Just starts to get the process going. But the biggest thing here is we want to make sure there is really good air movement. Now, the humidity, what happens is it just sits on the plant. And it will eventually rot, as what Pam says happens to her, no matter what they do. So we need to have air movement, okay? So it's not necessarily that you have to put it in a shed where it's a very confined area. And make sure that there's airflow. So it could be a garage, it could be a shed, it could be a covered porch, as long as it has good air movement, right? So here's how you want to do this. Here's how you want to set it up. Picture it as, I mean, I've seen some different pictures. Take a big square and put basically like that inch square fencing, right? So like a screen. Not the very small, fine screen, but we're looking at like big squares, about an inch, maybe 3/4 of an inch wide squares surrounded. We want that because what we're going to do is we're going to hang the bulbs upside down, but we want the leaves to still be intact. So leave the leaves and put them through the screen, that 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch size, and then have the onion bulb on the top. And so that the bulb is basically what's holding the plant on that screen, okay? And so this is going to be the best way for moisture to drop down. It's not going to sit on the onion itself. It's going to go down to the leaves, whereas if the leaves rot at the end of the day, not a big deal. Where if the onion itself rots, we're out whatever we tried to do, right? So you just can't do it. So do this, but you're making sure that there is space between the ground and the leaves. We're not just putting this so the leaves sit on the ground. We want some space for airflow. So you can put this up, maybe it's 3-4 feet tall, depending upon how tall the leaves are. but have it up. And then, if you really want to get this done, get one of those box fans. Put it on low, but let it run 24/7 and have it start to, it just lightly moving the leaves on the bottom side of the onion here. We're not looking to have it straight up. We're looking for it to come from the side. We are looking to circulate the air, because when you're moving the air, the humidity can't sit there, sit on the plant itself and rot it. Okay? So we're doing this for about 2 to 4 weeks, depending upon the conditions. Now, the ideal conditions to dry this is when the temperatures are between 75 and 80. So that's why sometimes putting it in a shed isn't always ideal, because those sheds can get up to 100 degrees. Now, you can't predict which way the weather is going to go, how warm it is. So just do your best. And also keep it out of direct sun. Because on direct sun days, even in the shade, it's a little bit cooler. It's not always a lot, but it is a little bit cooler in the shade. Okay. The other thing you need to do, as this process is going, you need to continue to check on the root system, the leaves, and the onion itself. You're looking for dry, papery type areas, and you know, any brittle roots, in anything that is just way too dry or seems to be causing an issue. At the same time, we're also looking to see if there is any rot. Okay? If there is rot, then we need to up the airflow. We need to actually make it a little bit windier to get that humidity out. Okay? So, once this is done, once this process is done and it's, you know, the 2 to 4 weeks and it's dried out, that's when you can trim the leaves, okay, and the root system. That's when you would store it into a mesh bag or a crate, but it needs to be in a cool, dark, well-ventilated area. So it's a bit of a process here, but I think the biggest thing here is air movement. You need the air movement. It is a really good situation. Now, another alternative, and you might think I'm crazy, but you can actually use a room that is air conditioned inside your home during that time. It might take a little bit more time, but it's not as humid. It's better than being in a very humid shed or a humid area. Now, the smell of onions might get overwhelming, so that's why sometimes it's good to put it in a garage. You know, for some reason, my garage is always 20 degrees, 30 degrees cooler than outside, even during the winter. It's great. There's a bit of sarcasm there. Anyways, having it inside in an air-conditioned room is actually better than having it in a way too humid area. So sometimes having to use that area might work. The other thing here is, make sure you space the plants out on that screen that we've kind of created so that the leaves aren't just all on top of each other from each plant. So maybe if you put one in the one square, you skip a square. See how that, when you put it in, how it fits. If it's a little bit too close, skip two squares. The idea here is, if there's more room for the air to move, it's not going to be as humid inside, and the humidity is not going to stay and sit on the plant, causing rot. So, you know, it's really, there's some of this is trial and error, but it really can be done. Now, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax, too. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. IC Cars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Content creators and podcasters, listen up. In such a competitive space, it's more important than ever to create professional-looking video. And that's exactly what the Nikon Z5II does. Chris Oganek from Nikon has more.
The kind of cool thing about being a content creator is you get to pick your own path. So if you're in front of the camera, hey, great, you flip the screen around, the LCD now lets you see your composition, your exposure, so you have that confidence that the camera's actually recording properly. Then if you want to turn that camera around and you're now behind it, you're now shooting your stills, your video, you have up to 4K quality that you're able to record. So you can turn this camera into basically a high quality webcam. USB-C from your camera to your computer and you're all set to go. So it really has a lot of great video features built in no matter where you fit.
Check out the Nikon Z5II at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we were talking about curing onions for storage and to get them to dry out in humid conditions. So a couple things I want to touch base on from part of the conversation. I started
Mandina's Cabinets.
The local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets.
The local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets.
The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
It was just leave the three newest leaves on there because they're going to be the strongest. And some people will actually braid multiples together, kind of like you see with garlic. But onions can be done to all hold together and dry that way. But the way we were talking about, we want to flip them over because of the humidity and keep the humidity away from the bulb itself. The other thing here is onions, and I know Pam knows this, but others know this as well. I'm just going to reiterate it. Onions actually, when they get damaged by a lot of touches, a lot of movement, a lot of everything, it can cause some damage to the plant itself, but it can also cause areas to rot or have decay. So the biggest thing here is less touches, the better. So again, make sure it's the driest time. Have that screen ready to go. It's like, you could even use chicken wire, whichever it is. I would use the green plastic coated because of the fact that the metal is going to warm up and be real hot, whereas the green will take some of that heat off. Have that ready to go. So you harvest the onions, you put them into that screen, and then you place them outside for a day, like we talked about, to let it dry a little bit, and then move them to their final place for 2 to 4 weeks. And now we're not moving things very often. We're not handling them. We're not taking them, putting them in a basket, moving them to this place. Then we're going to put them on the screen. Then we're going to take them off the screen, or we didn't put them on the screen the first time. We're going to move them from where we had here, get them onto the screen, but the area that you're keeping it in isn't that the screen needs to be moved into it, so you're moving it so many times, right? I'm saying this really quickly because that's what happens. It gets very confusing very quickly, and we have some damage to the onion itself, causing it to not be as strong. What will happen is it will still cure. It will still do what you're looking for it to do, but it's not going to last as long as some of the others that don't have that damage, right? So that's usually, they're restarting. The idea of the curing the onion is so you can use it later. But the onion's going through this process, and it wants to come out of dormancy in 3 months, maybe 6 months. So the idea here is we're creating a natural dormancy by drying them out to use later, where if there's some damage or something happening, it's going to try and push. It's going to want to grow in 3 months versus the 6 month where a lot of the onions weren't pushed around, bruised, and damaged because they have the whole process happening and they can store longer than that.
So just wanted to bring that up a little bit too. Less touches the better when you're trying to cure something like this, whether it be, you know, big onions, whether it be, you know, cooking the scallions or shallots, any of those, right? Less touches to what you're using, the better. And we got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The highs, the lows, the scorecard, the ins and the outs of President Donald Trump's first year back in office. We've got all the analysis and all the action on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is a global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 339
339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And want to remind you that if you miss part of the show, you want to hear it, a previous show, you can download anywhere you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple, Spotify. You can just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll see a couple hours from the previous week. It'll give them the date, and plus, you guys know how to get podcasts. I don't have to explain it to you, but it's out there and available usually Monday afternoons if you're looking for it. So, want to move on to a couple other things before we wrap up the show. I start to think a lot about spring. And I obviously know New England, but I've been trying to branch out and learn more things within the country. And with the recent opportunity of expansion on the radio, we have different listening areas, whether it be Florida, Texas, Georgia, obviously Massachusetts, New Hampshire, North Carolina. We have some in Alaska, which is pretty cool. Love it. If they ever need me to do a remote, I'm in. But as I'm saying, it's all over the place. And so spring is at a different time. It's the same date, but the temperatures are different. So, I was kind of thinking about what are some things we can think about that are in the south as well. So I was thinking about fruit trees, right? A lot of people really like fruit trees and they want to have them in their yards. They want to bring in, whether it be apples or plums or peaches or cherries or whatnot, right? They want to have it in their yard. And I always think about it now because working in a garden center, especially in New England, the plants come in one of the first. They're early season. They're coming in late March, early April in New England. And so you want to get those planted early spring before they've really started to break dormancy. But I was looking through it and trying to get some information, and actually, in the south, whether it be Texas or Florida or that area, you want to plant fruit trees December, January, and February. So we're in that time frame, although you've had some cold, it would be good to be planting fruit trees to give them the best chance to have root development and grow. Right, and get into the point where, especially in the south, where it gets into heat and drought conditions and really can hold its own. So it's kind of interesting. I talk about it to get people in New England ready and saying, hey, when it hits, a lot of them go quickly, and then you can't get them after usually the end of May. And that happens a lot in garden centers. And so in Texas, right now is the time to do this. Florida, we're looking to get these in the ground. Because again, it's going to develop a great root system so that later on when we get into the warm months, those plants can thrive. Now, we missed out if I didn't talk about the process of planting. A lot of you know how to plant, and a lot of you have heard me discuss using product Biotone from Espoma. Well, Biotone is a tremendous product. It is one that has mycorrhizae in it, and it has multiple other mixes to it to be a strong plant. And so we add the mycorrhizae into the plant when we are planting it. It's not into the plant, right? It'll absorb into the root system. But when we're planting is when we will add the Biotone starter. And so when we're talking about starting fruit trees, Biotone is what really comes to mind because we're looking to develop a great root system early. And so
Like I mentioned, it has the mycorrhizae, but it also has the beneficial microbes and humates. It helps that plant establish roots fast. It grows deeper roots and bigger blooms. It's 100% natural and organic. It is safe for people, pets, and the planet. But I will tell you this. It is the ultimate starter plant food. And you don't need to use a ton of it, but it is highly recommended to use this product. So depending upon the size, and I'll tell you this, most fruit trees are coming in 15-gallon containers. And so you're using 4 cups of Biotone for each 15-gallon fruit tree that you're planting. That's about 1 1/3 pounds, okay? Now, I'm going to do the simple math here, but a 4-pound bag of the Biotone, how it comes, you could plant 3 15-gallon fruit trees. And so what we're doing is we've dug the hole, we've added any organic material that you want to. Some people say don't use organic material, some people say do it. I'm a proponent of using organic material, more because there's never enough organic matter in the soil to benefit those beneficial microbes and everything that is living in the soil to help the root system long term. So we get all that ready. We mix that Biotone in the hole and with the backfill soil so it's all over. And we will backfill the plant, plant the fruit tree in the right location to get it growing, and that's by using the Biotone. Now, there's obviously other things we need to use and do when it comes to a fruit tree. Well, we want to make sure we find the right tree for the right area, right? So, you know, whether it be wherever you are within the country, you're going to know what's going to do better in sun, what's going to do better in shade, or what's going to need a little bit of protection so it's not so windy. Or you know where the sun is going to not hit it at the end of the day so it has a cooler part of the day. You know, those types of conditions you're going to know based on your location. And so it's really looking at those conditions saying, can I do it and which ones can I do? It's also looking and saying, do I need a pollinator plant to go with it? I mean, that's the big question, right? Your fruit trees, do you need pollinators on most of the trees? And what this is doing is this is making sure that each plant can develop the fruit even, you know, once it flowers. So you can look at, you've got to look at the plant that you're choosing and saying what other plant could be near it to do this. Now, I'll take an example of pear trees, right? If you look at an Anjou pear, the only pear that it will pollinate with is a Bartlett. She better have the good conditions to have either one of those with it. But if you move on, Bartlett is pretty much across the board the pollinator for all the other types of pear trees. So I bring this up because every type of tree is going to have this. You look at cherry trees, right? A Bing cherry needs to be pollinated by, a Rainier, a Stella, a Tillier, right? You look at the Stella, it can actually be, a couple more than that. So you've got to look and make sure you have room for two when you're doing the fruit trees, okay? And now we're not talking they have to be right next to each other. There can be some space between them. I would say I wouldn't want you to put a fruit tree on one side of the house and then put one on the other side of the house as far away as possible. I would want it to be an ease for pollinators to get from one tree to the next. I'd want it to have the protection that it needs. But we need to make sure that, you know, they're close enough to get pollinated. So, you know, we're not going to go through the bees of what they do. We kind of all understand that a bee will go in, will get the pollen, move it from one plant to the other to help pollinate the other plant. It's just what happens. That's the simple, quick version of it. But we want to make sure that we have the right one to go with the others. Because if you pick a plant that it doesn't pollinate the other, neither plant is going to get fruit for you. Neither plant is going to do what you're asking it to. So really, do a little bit of research when it comes to fruit trees. And again, I bring this up because in the South, December, January, and February is a great time to be planting these before they break dormancy for that better root development and better, you know, everything in general. So I brought this all up because in New England right now, you know, obviously it's cold, but we're thinking ahead. Other parts of the country, they need to start getting going. And so fruit trees are a big thing across the country, no matter where you are, and just want to make sure you get them in time. I just remember, like I was saying earlier, at the garden center, numbers of the fruit trees would leave the earliest part of the season, and it's hard to get them back into garden centers in like larger quantities. And
hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Their fruit trees in December, January, and February. I was like, I got to talk about this. This is great. It's something to really discuss with that area. Anyways, we got to take a break here. Phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2.
and you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
It's the latest and greatest handheld gaming device from Asus, the ROG Xbox Ally series. It's a full-blown Windows 11-controlled handheld device meant for gamers on the go. Sasha Krohn from Asus has more.
So it's a bigger display than what you would have on a phone. You have physical input controls as well. You have buttons and joysticks. On this, you can play any PC game from any title, any platform. You can play it anywhere on the go. And what makes this now an Xbox is that you're able to use the same sort of UI that you can have on an Xbox, which is very much joystick and gamepad optimized. So you can browse through the games, you can interact with the system, launch games, and input text as well on an on-screen keyboard, just using the joystick and the button controls.
Check it out at rog.asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Introducing the best ever offer from Dish TV. For $89.99 a month, you can have up to 190 of your favorite channels, plus your favorite streaming apps, all from one source. For the low price of about $3 a day. With Dish, you can record up to 16 channels at once and get 2,000 hours of recording space for as little as $3 a day. Dish has been providing the best television for over 45 years. And call now and we can even find you the best internet price. And based off your location, you may be eligible for fiber or wireless internet for your home. And to take advantage of the best offer ever in Dish TV history, $89.99 a month with free equipment and free installation. So what are you waiting for? Call now.
800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. That's 800-706-7063.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And love to hear from you guys. Love to be able to help you out with whatever's going on in your garden. I know the seasons are a little bit different here and there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now,